Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Elfrida Love Show. Also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with the love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to thank God, all of my co-hosts who are on the line, my family, and my friends for listening to the ElfridaLoveShow.com on tonight, because this is the night where we are praying with power and love around the world. It is a love affair around the world. Amen and praise God. So God is doing some great things in our lives, and we want to thank God, and we want to magnify who he is. And so we're going to begin this particular show by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Amen. Amen. And at this moment, we have a revelation for God. I want to pause and I want to say that God wants us to continue to have strong belief in his power, in his promise, and in his word. God says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." God says that he will give us strength when we become weak. He will give us understanding. He will give us knowledge, and he will give us wisdom. We must continue to believe and trust in God in all circumstances, and we must always continue to keep God first, to keep God last, and to keep God on the left and right of us. Because God is the one who is able to take care of us each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we are preparing to pray unto God. We're going to continue to let the music play, but we're going to pray unto God, and I want you to get into your serious mode, because this is the opportunity in which we have a chance to go before God, and we have a chance to pour out our hearts to God. Yeah, I'm praying for each and every person on the line. I'm praying for those who are coming. I'm praying for this nation and this world. But when I pray, I want you to also fill in those things that you need and that your family need and that other individuals need. Fill in those things, because we're praying a general prayer, and we're under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Put your hand on your chest. That is how close God is to you. Put your hand on your chest. God is that close unto you. And because God is this close, that means that your blessing or your breakthrough is also that close. We have been praying to God. We've been asking God for help. We've been asking God for things and desires of our hearts, and he's going to send them. God has already spoken. He says, "I'm going to send them." He says, "Patient and wait." He says, "Be still." He says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything," he says, "and in all things, pray unto me." And we can't be anxious for anything. We have to make sure that we are praying unto God. We have to be sincere. This is not a fairy tale. It's not a cliche. It's not make-believe. This is the real deal, Holyfield. We're getting ready, ladies and gentlemen, to go before God. And we're going to put our faces to the ground, and we're going to pray unto God. However you pray, you can sit up, you can get on your knees, you can put your face to the ground, you can anoint your head with oil. Whatever you have to do, we are preparing to get into the presence of God. We're going to hear some music in a few minutes, but I want you to, I've turned off my lights. I want you to get rid of any distractions, distractions or anything that causes you to lose focus of God. This is very serious because people need breakthroughs. We all need breakthroughs. We all been praying for something, and God has it. And as I said before on yesterday, we should not let anyone block our blessings, right? Our blessings are blocked through anger, through gossip, through hatred, through malice, through jealousy. That's how our blessings are blocked. And God says, imagine a basketball player. Imagine yourself playing basketball and you have that ball. And Jesus has a blessing and he's getting ready to throw it to you. He's getting ready to give it to you. And someone deflects it. And when we talk about deflect, it's not because they're going to steal your gift, because God says what he has for you is for you. He says, but sometimes we let people get in the way. Naysayers, we let people, their words chop us down, their words, God says, bring us down. But God says that his word is stronger than any man or woman's word on earth. He says, we've all sinned and we've all come short. He says, so when someone tries to downgrade you or downplay you, he says, you tell them that you serve a God who is almighty. Amen? So let's go ahead and put our hands on our chest. We're getting ready to pray unto God. My heart is actually calm tonight. Praise God. Amen, amen. When you're in the arms of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's just a peaceful feeling. When you're just, when your head is resting on God's chest, it's just so peaceful. And imagine that you're just lying on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you're telling him all about your troubles. Some people are listening to this ministry, you're crying because you had a pretty hectic day. You received some news or whatever it is. You're going to just put your head on God's chest and tell him all about it. And he's going to give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. We're getting ready to pray unto God. Get ready, get ready. Open your ears, for the Lord will speak unto you as we pray. Praise God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for last night's lying down, Lord, and this morning's arising. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we thank you for blessing us as you kept us all day long in this world, Lord. We thank you. And you're still keeping us, and we say thank you. We don't take anything for granted. We don't take life for granted. We don't take health for granted. We don't take being able to see or hear for granted. We don't take anything for granted, Lord, but we thank you for everything that you've given unto us and the things you're going to do and the things you've already done, Lord. And we say thank you. We magnify, we glorify your holy name. Then, Lord, we want to say a special prayer to those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Would you bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet? Then would you bless those who are coming out of the hospital, Lord? Would you continue to heal their bodies, Lord, and strengthen them where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down? Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are going into the hospitals, Lord. Give them the strength and courage, and give them just the confidence that whatever happens is going to happen for their good, Lord. And we say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Lord, we look over our lives and we look at the things that you're doing, Lord, and we don't even deserve some of these things, Lord, but you saw fit, Lord. You're opening up doors, Lord. You're making a way out of no way, Lord. You're building us up, Lord. You're giving us strength and courage, Lord. You're helping us to think positive thoughts, Lord. You're blessing everything that we touch to be prosperous. You're blessing us that every person that we connect with is for our good, and we say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you examine us from the head to the toe, and anything that's not like you and does not belong, we ask that you remove it in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to build upon our church, which is our heart. And we ask that you continue to consecrate our minds and to anoint the words that come out of our mouth, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are going through bereavement, Lord? Would you be an angel? Would you be Alpha, El Shaddai, Elohim, Lord? Would you give them comfort? Would you give them peace? Would you give them rest, Lord? And would you let them know that you are God and you are there with them and you shall never leave them nor forsake them, Lord? Oh, my God, we ask, would you bless the youth, Lord, who are going through so many storms, Lord, that we could only imagine. Would you allow peace to be still in their lives, Lord, and would you place them in a stable environment where the winds won't blow them away, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless all of those states, Lord, that's going through physical storms, Lord, and would you keep them safe, and would you bless them, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless the attacks that happened overseas and one of those countries, Lord, and 19 people were killed. We ask, would you bless each and every person? Would you bless those who are guilty, Lord, of hurting the individuals? Would you bless their hearts and their minds? And would you renew them, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask, in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be role models and examples and to continue to magnify and edify who you are, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the AlfredaLoveShow.com, Lord? Would you bless each guest who come on? Would you continue to bless the platforms? Would you bless the new radio show, Lord? Would you bless each and everything that's associated, each and everything that's involved, Lord? And would you bless the host and the co-host, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless all of our churches all over this land and country and the ministers, Lord, because they're getting ready to have an influx. God calls it a migration, Lord, of people from all over coming unto the house of the Lord because they've heard about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whether it's from radio, whether it's from someone telling them, Lord, but they've heard and they're trying to seek Jesus because the storms are raging, Lord, and the billows are roaring. And they need some relief, and the only relief they can find is in you, Lord. And we ask, would you continue to expand the capacities of the churches where they will be able to foster and nurture these individuals who are coming in wounded, Lord, as in their spirits are wounded, Lord. They've been put out of here and there, Lord. They've been overlooked. They've been underpaid, Lord. They've been just in the storm, and we ask that when they come into the house of the Lord, that each pastor, each member accepts them, Heavenly Father, and continue to feed them with the Word of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the influx of people who are coming. That means more souls are being saved. That means that more people want to know who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. Then, Lord, we're asking you, Lord, would you bless those people who need some Lazarus experiences, those experiences where God comes in and does a miracle. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless this nation and this world, all of the leaders, Lord, give them guidance, Heavenly Father, give them understanding, give them patience, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless the weary soldiers, Lord, those individuals who just are tired. We ask, would you give them strength and would you give them courage to continue to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this ministry. We thank you for each person who will listen, those who are listening. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you're going to send. We thank you for the expansion of the ministry, Lord. We thank you for the platforms, Lord. We thank you for the faithfulness, Heavenly Father. And we ask, will we continue to be faithful over the things that you give us, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to help us to magnify and glorify who you are, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we bless your name, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you give us the desires of our hearts according to your will. And we thank you and we bless you, Lord. And now as we relinquish this particular prayer, but we are never relinquished from your presence, we're asking, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You are listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com with your host, Dr. AlfredaLove, and we have just concluded our prayer unto the Lord, and I know that God is going to bless each and every one of us according to what we need and according to the wants and according to the will of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to play a particular song. I don't even know what song I'm going to play right now, but I'm going to play a song. And within this particular song, I want you to understand that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wants to be first in your life. And the reason why I'm playing this song is because God has something to share with us before we go into the announcements. And so therefore, just continue to pray, continue to listen to this song. And it's called Falling in Love with Jesus. And we all know that this song is by Mr. Jonathan Butler. And when you fall in love with Jesus, that's the best thing that could ever happen in your life, falling in love with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we're going to listen to Falling in Love with Jesus. Then the Lord is going to give us something so that I can give unto you. Thank you so much for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
became flesh and saved my soul. That's why falling in love with Jesus.
Amen. That was Falling in Love with Jesus by Mr. Jonathan Butler. Amen. And as the song was playing, I want to read you something. And if you hear thee or if you hear me, just think of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not me. Okay? All right. So get ready. Make sure your ears are open. Make sure your eyes are open so that you can hear the revelation of God. It says, your life is more precious than rubies or silver or any gold. The intention of your life is for you to be prosperous and depend only on thee. We're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For I am the solid rock. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the solid rock. And my promise is anchored. Whatsoever you desire, you shall receive this season. For when you are under the influence of the Father, we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he leads and guides you. No one can hinder or block what God has for you. Continue to pray and watch God. How encouraging. How encouraging, ladies and gentlemen, is that? Continue to pray and watch God. God says that we are more precious than any rubies, silver, or gold. That's how much God loves us. He gave his only begotten Son. That's how much he loves us. Amen? Amen. And God did that so we would know how much he loves us. And I want to play one song, and it's entitled So You Would Know. Amen? So you would know. You can sing along if you want to.
You know,
much I love you. Won't this wake you up this morning?
You are the Lord.
Close in your eyes now.
When you
walk the on a problem, step right in on time. Reach up on life's journey.
My
angel,
so you would
know
my love, so you would know how much.
Thank you. Amen. So my question is, you know that God loves you, right? Because God loves us in spite of. And God has proven himself to us so many times that he loves us. And what are we doing to prove that we love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? That was So You Would Know, and the vocals was by Sister Angela Spivey. I want to conclude tonight, as far as the ministry of the show is concerned, by playing this one last song, and it's entitled Yes, Lord. And we're going to actually play it the Kojic way. And this particular way is just the instrumental of Yes, Lord. And at this particular time, you can accept or reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's the online radio ministry. But I tell you what, a lot of people have said this ministry keeps me going. And I can testify to that. It really does. It brings the energy, and it just helps us to continue to run on and see what the end is going to be. And so at this particular time, I'm going to play a little bit of Yes, Lord, and give you time to accept or reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When you accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, expect something new in your life. God says that he's going to grant you an old taste and see that he is good. That means that he's going to open up a couple of doors for you, and he's going to let you sample his will and his way. Of course, for those who are not ready and those who reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, continue to pray, because we're going to need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It does not matter if you don't believe in God, or if you do believe in God, or if you're out of the ark of safety, or if you're in the ark of safety. We all need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So you can accept the Lord by simply saying, Lord, I accept you into my life tonight. And guess what? The church is always your heart. So everywhere you go, you are representing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so the church is really a physical place in which you go in order to worship the Lord. And it's great for brothers and sisters to dwell up in the house of the Lord. But the real house of the Lord that no man has made but God is really inside your heart, how you treat people, what you do on a daily basis. So I'm going to play a little bit of this song, maybe a minute or 2 minutes of it. And it's entitled Yes, Lord, by the late Bishop G.E. Patterson. At this particular time, just listen to the song, and if you want to give your life to God, you can do so. Or if you reject and you just want to listen to the song, that's fine, because we have many more opportunities. But I tell you what, the time is winding down, and we need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Thank you. Amen. That was the Kojic style, Yes, Lord, by the late Bishop G. Patterson. And, of course, it's always yours to accept or reject. I have one more song that continues to play in my mind. And I want to play this song, and I want to dedicate it to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because of who God is, first of all, and what he's getting ready to do. And it's on my heart to play this particular song because when the Lord brings this particular blessing to you and I, then I already want to thank God for it, amen. And I want God to know that I believe and I know that he is great. Sister Juanita, Prophetess Juanita Bynum's song is in my mind. I cannot get it out of my mind. And I'm going to play this song because I want you all to know that God is great. And I want us to prepare for the blessings. God is blessing a lot of individuals. He blesses us when he wakes us up, but God is going to do some wonderful, wonderful things. And I want God to know that I know that he is great. I want God to know that because of him, I'm able to live, move, and have my being. I want God to already have all of my thank yous so I can thank him even more. If I had a million tongues, I couldn't thank God enough. So we're going to play Sister Juanita Bynum, You Are Great, amen, because when the Lord places something on our hearts, we must do it. And so this song is in my mind, and I'm going to play it. It's You Are Great by Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
Yeah.
Amen. That was Prophetess Juanita Bynum with You Are Great. Amen. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and each one of you for tuning in on tonight to the AfritaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lives Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And, of course, I'm your host, Dr. Afrita Love, and I have many of my co-hosts on the line and many veterans on the line as well as new individuals. How's everyone doing tonight? I hope you enjoyed this particular ministry. I'm receiving texts and inboxes, so amen. God is doing some great things in our lives, and I get so excited when I have the opportunity to speak about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At this particular time, I'm going to go over some announcements. I'm having a little bit of technology difficulty, but we're still going to be able to do the announcement. So be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or they can click on the AfritaLoveShow.com. That's AfritaLoveShow.com. And click on Love Radio, and you will be right at the radio station. So be sure to utilize either one of those resources in order to listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, journalists, promoters, activists, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Afrita Love at AlFredaLove or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonhya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com as one of my special guests. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. The prayer of the righteous avails much. And when you pray for each one of your family members, call them by name, first and last name, and ask the Lord for something for them. Specialize whatever it is that they need. You know what they need. You know what they want. I'm sure they've told you that. Amen. Ask the Lord for it, and I guarantee you, if it's in the will of God, He's going to grant it. But make sure we're not doing it selfishly. Make sure we're doing it because they need it and they want it, and the Lord is going to provide it. Amen. Then don't forget to pray for yourself. It's always very important. Every time I get on this ministry and every time the Lord blesses me with a message, I'm also teaching and preaching to myself, because we all need encouragement. We all need strength. We all get weak sometimes. And so, therefore, when I get on the ministry, I take heed to everything that the Lord gives, because I also need prayer, and I also need the strength of God, and I need God. And so this particular ministry really, really, really helps. It's like an energizer. It's like a vitamin. It's like something that helps you just get going. My adrenaline starts rushing, and I get on fire for God, because I'm so excited to be able to do something for the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. In addition to that, make sure that you pull out of your calendars. Get all of your calendars. Get your calendars out. You should already have this marked down, but in case you don't, get your calendars out. Get your calendars. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to get your calendars out. And at the same time, I'm getting this website up, but get your calendars out. Amen. Praise God. All right. You should have February the 18th through the 20th marked for the Stellar Awards in Las Vegas. This is a particular award show that highlights the gospel artists in the industry who have really made an impact on our lives and whose music really ministers unto our souls. So be sure to mark your calendar, support these gospel artists. Their music really ministers unto us. We enjoy listening to them on the radio. We enjoy going to see them in the particular places that they're ministering. And so be sure to support all of our gospel artists. Amen? Amen. Now, while my computer is still loading up, please go to alfreda.hubpages.com. alfreda.hubpages.com. When you go to alfreda.hubpages.com, what you will see is you will see many different articles. You'll see about 4 or 5 articles. I'm not on that page yet because my computer is being slow today. But if you go to alfreda.hubpages.com, then you will be able to see different articles that has been written. Please make sure that you read those articles so that you will have some great information and that you can make some great comments and we can share a little bit. So please be sure to read that. Also, if you want to follow those particular hub pages, feel free to do so. Just press the follow button and they'll probably ask you for your first and last name. That's all you have to do is press the follow button. But we have articles on celebrities, television and TV shows, fashion models. And so we're going to bring in some new articles, and so that's why we're making way for the new articles. Amen? Amen. So look up alfreda.hubpages.com, all right? All right. Our next website is alfredaloveshow.com, and you want to hear some music in just a second. It's alfredaloveshow.com, and on this particular site, this is the hub for everything. This is the hub for the radio show that's coming up, the new one, but it's still part of the alfredaloveshow.com. This is the hub for everything you need to know. So when you first come up on this particular website, you're going to hear our radio station playing, of course. And then you're going to see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's interested in filming gospel. This is the number one gospel show in my house. It really is. Then there is Minister LaShawn McLemore, ministering gospel. She is really into ministering and also singing as well. So that's Minister LaShawn McLemore. And if you click on either one of these two young ladies' websites, you will see their bios, you will see their music, you will see how to purchase their music, how to support them. You will see all of that in their perspective bios. And I want to make two announcements. Minister LaShawn McLemore has two events coming up. One event is on January 31st, and this is in Kalamazoo, Michigan, I believe. Kalamazoo. And so the address is 1758 North 10th Street, Kalamazoo, Michigan, 49009, from 2 o'clock p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Amen? Amen. So be sure to support her and those other gospel artists. All right, if you click on Love Radio, like right now, you will be on the radio station. Praise God. And right now it says live, of course, because we're on live. And so if you would like to, you can actually follow this particular ministry by clicking on follow under my picture. They're just going to ask you for your name, first and last name. You don't have to have a radio show. They'll just ask you for your first and last name. And that way you click the follow button and you'll be right there and you can follow this particular ministry. Okay? All right. So let's go back here to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. All right, so that's what you'll see on there. Once again, the Stella Awards is February 18th through the 20th in Las Vegas. If you need a speaker, then you click on that particular blue button, and whoop, there it is. That's my bio. Love's interview. I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chamber, and there are many interviews before me. Be sure that you watch those interviews because those young ladies and other individuals had some great information to share. Then the school tutorial site is going to actually change into something different. It's going to change into the radio station. So starringteachers.com is going to be actually a radio station now. Amen. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm trying to create some apps and things of that nature. Of course, once again, the Stella Award Show is February 18th through the 20th. The radio station, if you want to click on it, just go to Love Radio, boop, and click on it, and you'll be right there. Spiritual Guide. The Spiritual Guide is a 100-page guide, and it's a spiritual guide on the go, and it talks about perfecting your walk with God, and it gives many different examples of individuals in the Bible who was perfecting their walk, and we're not perfect, and because we're not perfect, the whole gist of that book. And then, of course, if you scroll down, you will see our Billboard radio station where we're playing many of the gospel artists' music. And we're going to actually incorporate a radio station entitled Love Gospel KGFM 100.1. So please be sure to check that out. All right. So about the venue, as you all know, this is a radio station. It's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. And, of course, our mission is to capture the most interesting events created around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. Here are some pictures right here. For the Afreda Love Show, to the artists and media, be sure to connect with me on Facebook under ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. So please be sure to connect with me on that. Of course, upcoming events would be the Stellar Awards Show, which is in February, on February 18th through the 20th. Location and contact. If you want to contact me, you can send a comment or review. You can place your name, email, subject, and a message, and please hit the submit button, please. Contact information, you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Gospel artists in the industry. These are many of the gospel artists in the industry. Please support their music. Please support what they're doing, because their music really ministers into our soul. And by far, this is not all of the gospel artists, but we're going to add more to the page as time progresses. All right. Some of the links, of course, there's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. There's Sister LaShawn McLemore. Their two websites are up. Then here's the radio station if you want to be right there. Love's Comedy Entertainment is on Facebook. LinkedIn is the outlet in which many business professionals contact me as well. Love's Media and Event Coverage, that's a media site on Facebook. Some of the articles that we've written are stored right here on this button. The Love Live Jesus Ministry, this is also a particular page on Facebook, and then Spiritual Guide. Of course, that is the Spiritual Guide, the 100-page guide, talking about perfecting our walk. Okay? Me, radio host, Zavrita. Love. All right, this is the page that I created here, and here's the bio and some of the topics that I speak on, so please be sure to check out all of those topics. Moving right along, this is the library, Love's Author Corner. We're going to add more books to this, but if you want to read some inspirational books and some books that's going to help your life, then this will be the library to come to look at these particular books. Amen? Amen. Health and human performance. Health and human performance is not going to change, because we need to walk, we need to run, we need to dance. And what I really like is when I go to different people's Facebook pages and I see that they're exercising, I see that they're walking or they're running, it really makes my heart happy, because I know that exercise really helps the longevity of one's life. I know that our days are numbered. As we live, we want our hearts to be healthy, and we want to have regular beats of our hearts. Amen? Entertainment and television. These are some of the entertainers that we see on television. Please support what they're doing. Please support any type of activities. Watch them on TV to help their ratings and things of that nature. Okay? R&B. These are some of our R&B artists. We're going to add more, of course, as we get them in. And we're going to get some of these individuals on the AfreedaLoveShow.com as well. As a matter of fact, those of you who are in the entertainment world, whether it's gospel, R&B, country, pop, please be sure to get your artists on the AfreedaLoveShow.com. That's the show that you want to get your artists on. Okay, meet artist LaShawn Denise McLemore. Here's her bio, and she has a couple of songs that will play if you stick around. There are a couple of songs that you can hear, and two of her songs is Use Me and I Am Healed. Then, of course, there's the community engagement. We're going to add some pictures to that, because we're going to try to be more visible in the community as the AfreedaLoveShow.com. Amen? Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreedaLoveShow.com on tonight. I ask that God continue to bless you and take care of you and keep you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afreda Love of the AfredaLoveShow.com. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it.
Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.